This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
And thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Asaf Katz, the co-founder and COO of Canvalate, an Australian-based company that provides a number of services across the breadth of the medicinal cannabis community. Mr. Katz, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So by way of brief background, tell our listeners about your involvement in the cannabis industry to lay the groundwork and to kick things off here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually sort of stumbled into this industry. I was running an online business school, and I, for a number of years, was very fascinated with online education. And after finishing with that company, I was traveling around the world to see sort of other educational opportunity. And in my visit in Israel, I came across a company that that provides education programs in this space. It was just starting out, and they were doing quite well. So I saw it as an opportunity to bring them to Australia, which had basically had no types of training like that. And I partnered with them, and we built an education company in Australia and partnered with a couple of universities locally. And I guess as a student of that course, I started realizing, oh, gosh, this is a very interesting industry setting up here. And my curiosity expanded, and I was very fortunate because this program was we basically invited the top leaders of that industry at the time, and I got to have a lot of one-on-ones with the people who are really driving this forward. And one of my main speakers was Dr. Stu Dagerwal, who was the chief medical director at CAN Group, which is the Australian main player. And together we started coming up with ideas of how you could really advance the industry in Australia, which was quite dormant at the time. And yeah, I guess that's been the journey.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your sharing your background and how you came into the cannabis industry. Most helpful. Now, regarding the industry globally, in your thoughts here, what most interests you about the legalization of medicinal cannabis?
So I guess there's a number of facets to this. So number one, I guess it's not the actual legalization, it's what follows the legalization. So I don't think that you'd have many industries that you can actually witness being created at this, at that pace. I don't think we've seen this. The only parallel, I'm 36, so probably from the age of 22 years ago, so when 13 is when I start seeing the internet really evolving, and I think this is sort of the equivalent. You're seeing the very, very rapid change that you have in the last 5 to 10 years in government, looking more and more favorably towards this this industry and what opportunities this expands both in the medical and the recreational space. And so you're seeing a transition from the illicit market to the legal market, and both the core services of the industry, the commodities, and then the peripheral, the ancillary services being created all at the same time. And it's almost every day there's a new, entirely new area of that industry being formed, and it's growing not from sort of trickles. There's massive massive volumes of actual market, and I think that's very interesting. I mean, just in Europe, I think they talk about $80 million a day of transactions, and so when the market is really just starting. So I think what most excites me is just think about the opportunities in the space, I guess, from a business point of view.
And certainly do appreciate your feedback there. Now, in Australia, where medicinal cannabis is legal nationwide, what is the takeaway lesson for growers of cannabis in North America?
Yeah, so it's a very interesting one. So I guess maybe let's, I guess as a preface, Australia is very, very different to the US in terms of how it treats cannabis. And so Australia is a purely medical market. And while there's a lot of medical applications in the US, the way, I guess the framework is vastly different. In very simple terms, in the US, you would go to a doctor, essentially get a card, and then go to a dispensary. And to my understanding, you won't be very limited in what you're able to consume. Whereas in Australia, there's a very strict government scheme that allows very specific conditions to be prescribed. And then when a patient is prescribed, then they're prescribed a very specific dose and medication, and that's being followed very very rigidly. So what this automatically does is obviously the numbers of patients for the people who have access to this is limited quite substantially, which in many cases is unfortunate, but it also raises the standard of what's expected from the final product. So I guess from, when thinking of putting myself in the shoes of U.S. growers, the ability to create brand and to, establish yourself as a medical leader, there's a massive opportunity doing that in Australia where you really can't do it in any other way. So I guess the lesson for growers when we're looking at Australia in the past, say 18 months, when patients are really now just starting to gain access to this, is that they can take the experience and capital that have accumulated in the last few years and help in relatively low investment and low involvement base themselves in Australia and establish themselves as leaders while this industry is being formed and raising, I guess, the bar of the medical product. Australia is perceived as very well viewed globally in many aspects of the medical and healthcare industry, cannabis being very similar. So I guess any grower who would want to build the gateway and the bridge to Asian countries and to Australia, basically now is the opportunity, now is the time. The number of patients that we're seeing is now in the thousands. It was in the very small hundreds about 12 months ago. And the rapid pace in which it's growing pretty much signals that you basically have a 6 to 18 month window to really establish yourself. And by that time, if you're not here, then the market's probably going to be already set.
And once again, certainly appreciate your response. Most helpful today. We're speaking with Asaf Katz, the co-founder and COO of Canvalate, an Australian-based company that provides a number of services across the breadth of the medicinal cannabis community here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Cannabis Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, I'd be curious, why is Australia's legalization of medicinal cannabis a test case or proof of concept of the success of this industry? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, absolutely. So Australia's view of cannabis has changed significantly in the last, 5 to 7 years. It started with a complete ban to permitting a number of very small conditions to be prescribed with medicinal cannabis, to permitting export, to some talks, informal talks about even allowing recreational. And that's been happening in a very short amount of time, from a regulatory point of view. So when you have such a shift so rapidly, that signals that, globally the industry has a lot of merit. Oftentimes, people compare, because the cannabis industry is growing so fast, it's being compared to things like crypto and other rapidly growing industries. My take on that is that cannabis is very different to this because cannabis is actually established on commodities and there are transactions being made. There's established an estimated 1.5 million illicit users just in Australia and globally. So there's an actual transition of actual transactions being moved into the legal market. Now, I guess the global very strong signals of why this is both helpful for patients, I mean, got to remember in the end, there's actual patients being being treated and their symptoms being relieved by, this is how it's been reported, by this by cannabis and cannabis products. The fact that governments that are being very conservative and medical communities that have been very close to the idea are adopting this so fast in Australia, I think is a very strong indication that there's a very bright future for this industry, and many people are going to benefit from this.
And Asaf, certainly do appreciate your perspective there. Lastly, as we conclude, what else should our listeners know about Australia and the cannabis industry in general?
So, as I mentioned, I think, you know, now the cannabis industry in Australia is opening up. Now that, you know, you're seeing the very fast expansion, you know, growth of, you know, over 40% month to month. Basically, now is the time window where U.S. or international players can really come and establish themselves with a relatively low investment. It's going to be much more costly to set up, you know, in a couple of years' time when the market is already set. And there's enough success, I think, in the U.S. And globally to come in and demonstrate that that they have something to offer. So I guess if there's one thing probably you'd be great to the listeners take away, is that Australia has woken and is now a player, and there's going to be both local producers and very high esteemed medical products coming out of Australia in the next few years. And I think that's very exciting.
And I would agree, exciting times, especially for those not only in the industry, but in Australia as well. Well, really has been good to have had you, and thanks for getting us up to speed in the cannabis medicinal cannabis community there, especially in Australia. Where can listeners get further details on Campbell 8, and also how could they be in touch as needed?
Absolutely. So our website address is campbell8.com.au, and you can always reach out directly to me through my LinkedIn. Could we plug that? If you want, you can plug that into the website, and I'm happy to help whoever is interested in coming on board.
And Mr. Katz, we certainly appreciate that and the extra help offered there. Again, all the best, and certainly appreciate your time here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Asaf Katz, the co-founder and COO of Canvalade, an Australian-based company that provides a number of services across the breadth of the medicinal cannabis community. And for further details, simply visit canvalade.com.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.